Welcome to today's podcast, where we are going to cover off the importance of your network and the relevance of your network. We have a mantra which is sell through your network, not to your network, because the whole point of social and social selling and sales and marketing in the 21st century is it's all about moving your personal brand and your message as far away from you as you possibly can, but with the view that your sales message, your marketing message, your story, whatever you want to call it, is always a call to action which pulls the reader, the listener, the viewer, depending on what forum or medium you're going to be sharing your content, is always driven back to you or a point on your website with a call to action. Every single thing that you do on social needs to have a reason behind it as to why you're doing it. So every single share, comment, like, post that I do on social is with the sole intent to make the network of the network aware of me. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm famous for. This is what I'm an expert in. And therefore, if this is of interest to you, or you are now in the start of your due diligence or buying process, you need to be talking to me. We need to be having a conversation. So whenever you think about your network online, you need to be thinking about it in this context. You are selling through it, not to it. If we think about how networks were historically, they were static. They were either on notepads or in filofaxes or on business cards. And even when this was modernized and the rise of CRM, customer relationship management systems, came to the fore, and even then the network within a CRM system of contacts was still very much a static solution. It was out of date the minute that you put the put the data in. And what social has done is bring the analog static network into the digital context, into the social world, and made it a real, live, living, breathing, forever changing thing. It is an ecosystem. Your network is, as I say in my other podcasts, social isn't a 9-to-5 thing. It's 24/7, 365. It's always online. It's always there. So your network is going to be always talking. Even if you don't sell into the global market, your network will always be moving into that international market. Your personal brand, your message will always be there. So I think even today, we could probably put your network into four categories, four pillars, four buckets, whatever you want to, whatever language you want to use. And I would say that largely your network will be made up of contacts. So that's just people that you have as contacts within your address book. I mean, it could be anything from your gardener to taxi firm you use, to gym instructor, to cake maker, to whatever it might be. You'll then probably have your targets. So that'll be people that you have met once. Even potentially, if you take it one step further, to the way that Sales Navigator now works, is you can actually save your targets into your network. So even if you are not connected to them, they actually become part of your network through the way that Sales Navigator works and the way that Save Leads works. You will have champions. And by champion, that is somebody in your network where you could be walking down the street, doesn't matter whether it's in London, New York, Tokyo, Frankfurt, Sao Paulo. You could be walking along the street and you walk past an office block and there's somebody in there. You think, oh, I haven't spoken to Bob or Jane for a while. You can pick up the phone and they will come down and meet you for a coffee there and then. They'll be able to drop what they're doing or say, like, give me half an hour and we can have a chat. And me, certainly in the London market, although I do obviously have international clients, but within London, when I'm walking around, I've probably got about 10 people I can count on my hand genuinely who would be champions or are champions of mine, where I know that if I give them a quick email or give them a phone call, they would typically make the time of day for me to go in see them. And then you have your customers, and you know this is critical in terms of getting your existing client base into your network, because not only will they are they going to be customers for life, but also they will be able to act as referrers for you. They will be able to potentially refer you on indirectly when they like or share or comment on anything interesting that you put into the put into the market, much like your champions will be advocates for you and your brand and what you do. That they will be the ones that will be able to move your brand, move your message, move your marketing material through the network into to their network of the network. You may well be familiar with the kind of running joke of sort of 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon, that we are all connected to the actor Kevin Bacon. It's probably more likely going to be two, with the rise of social through, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, WeChat now in the Asian market. You're probably only ever two connections or even one connection away from wanting to get to somebody, especially when you think that you're going to be focusing on one industry and one kind of market. Then actually you should only be a referrer away from everybody if you have built your network in the way that we suggest and advise, because you've always got to be thinking about where is the next opportunity going to come from. We then look typically on the value of a network, or what actually constitutes a network in terms of what it means. It's going to be built on trust. It's going to be built on offering help and advice. You go to your network for help and advice, there'll be conversations, and also the depth of connections within your network will vary. There'll be some connections which are stronger than others, there'll be others that you're nurturing, and there will be people on LinkedIn that you'll just connect with that you've maybe never met in your life and never will meet in your life, but they're just part of your network. And all these people are absolutely useful and critical, because it's all about, as I said, moving your message and your content through the network of the network. So the larger your network, the more opportunity that you have to do this. So in my world, I will connect with most people because I want my brand to go as far and wide as it possibly can. If you sell into a specific sector, be it IT, finance, legal, marketing, then I would suggest that you want your network to be relevant to that to that industry. If we look at historically how this worked, is that the days gone by of networking, it was done on a weekly basis. So it was breakfast meetings, it was seminars, it was working lunches. You could only probably manage a number of relationships, maybe a dozen or so relationships at any given time. The touch points you had with them were probably weekly or even monthly. The trust level was there, but it was kind of built up on over a long period of time, or maybe anecdotal. And I don't think you necessarily would have been front of mind of that individual, when you left that office meeting and got on the train or got in your car to then go on to your next appointment or opportunity, because they then go back to their day jobs and social didn't exist. There was none of this constant stream of information. And where we are today now, your relationships can be in the hundreds of thousands, and your touch point can be weekly, hourly, daily, every kind of minute if you want to, but you can always be in touch, as it were. It's documented, because the great thing is you can search social. That's why using hashtags are so critical, so that you can be found. Front of mind, it certainly is a massively useful way to remain front of mind if you engage in your network in a meaningful way, so that there is always your personal brand, your name and your photograph kind of moving through the network, so that you're always there. So when it comes to them picking up the phone to do something, when it comes to RFIs, RFPs being issued, you and the brand within which you represent are always going to be front of mind for the team that want to engage with you. We're beating this drum, and we all are across all industries, that this magic kind of 57%. But we have to, bear in mind that this due diligence, more and more due diligence is being done online. More and more due diligence is being done before people engage with, vendors. So, you've got to think about how your network can help you remain front of mind when the due diligence is happening. Where are your relevant connections? So, if you're selling to IT directors, how many other IT directors are you connected to? How many other IT directors within that network of the IT other IT director are you connected to influencers in that space? The saying goes, for lawyers, for accountants, whoever your buyer market is, you need to make sure that your network has got that great overlap with the peers of your buyers, so that they all then start to be influenced in terms of their due diligence process. Well, Bob wouldn't be connected to Jane if Bob wasn't half decent, because I respect Jane and her views, and she wouldn't connect to anybody unless there was good reason to do so. And if you look at now, on average, there are 6.8 decision makers per complex transaction, according to CEB Gartner. But the critical thing is, when that gets to the magical five, your likelihood of sale drops to 30%. So again, this is all about thinking about your network, how you can get to the influencer of the influencers by selling through and not selling to the network. If we consider just for a moment the traditional marketing method, which is kind of, one to many, or rather many to one. So, big brand, big advertising campaign, which, general awareness across the population. And you imagine an inverted triangle that then moves into, awareness, interest, desire, and then action, where they become a customer. So, typical funnel, if you will. The world of social actually means that each one of your network, including you, are micro-influencers. So you've got the one to the many. So it's if you imagine it's an inverted triangle with, the micro influencer at the top, that could be you, that could be a champion, that could be a customer, which then becomes advocacy, which then becomes wider engagement, which then becomes consideration, and then you get, you could have many, many customers. So this is how you need to think of your network. Each network is a node, it's a micro influencer, and they will be influencing the network of their network, and the network of the network, and so on, and so forth, which then comes back to, our points around, you've got to be selling through the network and not to the network, and you have to understand this mentality and this behavior. So the key thing is, how can you think about, well, who to target? Because if you're engaging properly within social selling and you're engaging your network, then actually the whole point of this is this drives inbound. So the targeting will start to happen organically, and it will start to happen by itself, whereas the market will come to you rather than you considering who to target. But if we think about that, you are connecting to the right people, and your network is relevant, and your content and your story is relevant and active, then you can start to gain this interest, maybe from people who have viewed your profile. So if they've looked at your profile, have they engaged? What is it they were looking for? Are they in due diligence phase? Therefore, what is the next step that you need to, you need to engage in? Get an understanding of, where the overlap in the network is. Can you get an introduction from somebody within your own organization? And again, Sales Navigator will help unlock this through their team link, but you don't need Sales Navigator to do this, just within your own proprietary network. Can you get that referral introduction? Then you start layering that with any of the analytics that you got from your website or from your social listening technology to understand, where the customer is or where they are in their buying journey. And this is also why it is critical that you need to, have your privacy settings on LinkedIn and your profile viewing options set to public. Because you want the competition to, you want people to know that you've looked at their profile, and you want them to see that they have that you have done that to show interest. But also, the way that LinkedIn works, the more open that you make yourself, the more the platform will give back. Which is why it comes back to the relevance of your network. My view is that you should connect with every single person that you meet with, even if they don't necessarily become a client tomorrow. In 6 weeks, six months time, it doesn't matter. I've got my network from 10 plus years ago, which is now starting to, you know, come to life. And that's as much because my peer group are now in decision-making processes, or decision-making roles, I should say, from where we were sort of 10, 15 years ago. So, you know, every single meeting that you have, it should be a thank you through, you know, through LinkedIn, would love to connect to you, because then you become the network of the network. And like I said, you know, FDs will connect to finance directors, IT directors to IT directors, marketing directors to marketing directors, general counsel, and so on. And this is all about thinking about your network and the relevance of your network, so that when you start to tell your story, when you start to share interesting, insightful content, then you will start to engage in your network. They will engage, and they will start to, you know, like, comment, and share, which then sort of raises a flag to their network around, this is interesting. I think that you should be aware of it, as it were. The other thing to think about in terms of your network is the opportunity for, you know, for referral. So, you know, the way that you can sort of see the strength or power of your network and how good it is today, you know, based on the target audience, is you can do that pretty simply through LinkedIn. And this is through free LinkedIn. So if you want to type in the keyword of the job title that you're looking for, so IT director, HR director, marketing director, general counsel, whomever you sell to, you will then see that the sum total of results of those people that are, you know, have that keyword within their job title or whatever it might be. You can then start to play around with the filtering and only look at your second degree connections if you want, and then this will start to tell you what your network of opportunity is within, you know, your proprietary network. So that whatever number that comes up, that basically is, you know, how many introductions you can get. And if that number is low, or for whatever reason that search isn't working, that would then tell me that it's because you're not building your network where you want to be found and where it needs to be, you know, relevant for you. I say professional services are actually pretty good at this. So the lawyers, accountants, and commercial, you know, real estate brokers, they typically are pretty good at connecting with their customers and their client base and their target base. If we move into the more traditional sales environment, I would say this is where this is less strong, because salespeople seem to have this innate fear that the competition are going to be tracking their every moment on social and see who they're connecting with and who their connections are. Well, they're just not. Absolutely can't, you know, guarantee that they are, they're not. But if you're not connected to your customers and your prospects, or even your, you know, champions, then how the hell are you going to expect them to see your content, to remain front of mind, to move your brand into their network and the network of the network? So you really do need to start thinking about this in a strategic and logical sense. Who is my buying market? Who are the influencers of that buying market? And how strong is my network within that space? And, you know, the great thing is that LinkedIn can actually, you know, now show this to you through the free version, just by doing a keyword search in the top, you know, the top search box, click on people, click on all filters, and then start to play around with geography, location, industry, whatever it might be. The other thing that you can also do is that, you know, if you are maybe a junior salesperson listening to this, or a junior lawyer, or even a senior lawyer, it doesn't matter, senior salesperson, senior account director, it really doesn't matter. You can now also search the connections of. So one would think that your board, your chief exec, your managing director, your sales director, whoever it might be, he or she would have built up their career over the last 10, 15, 20 years possibly, and have a huge, huge network. You know, I was in a workshop with one of my clients the other day who happened to be a law firm, and this was a partner who, you know, he had circa 300 connections on his profile, freely admitted that he'd never been on LinkedIn to like, comment, or share anything. But, you know, over the time that he'd spent building his, you know, his legal career, we were able to prove that he had a network of opportunities, so network of opportunity of introductions to 21,000 people, you know, within the legal buying community. And this is why it's then so critical that everybody needs to connect with everybody, you know, within an organization, but also all your senior board members, if they're not on LinkedIn, if they're not engaged in LinkedIn, even if it's just from being on there to connect with the network, you know, they are potentially doing the rest of you a huge, huge disservice, because, you know, if there's no network to sell through to, then there's no network of opportunity. And, you know, this is what we need to be thinking about and leveraging is, you know, what is my network of opportunity? Where are the warm leads or the warm conversations that I can start with, based on my understanding of the network that I have today? whenever you're sending a connection request or you're looking to connect with people, please don't sell. An example could be something like this: sorry to reach out to you unbidden, but I read your profile and I thought that I should probably ask you to connect. I don't think we have any specific offer at the moment, but opportunities which might be of interest, I'm sure, will be at some point. And the genuine reply that came back was, hey, great to meet you and thanks for the contact. Looks like we have some useful crossover. Why don't I actually get on a call towards the end of the month? Always useful, interesting to find out more about people. Cheers, Jack. So you can just take the approach of, I just like to be part of your network because I want to learn from you. I think you share interesting stuff. Your profile looks interesting. The clue of social network is in the clue social. This is all about being social, about building a community of like-minded people. You absolutely don't want to go into sell mode. So if you're sending in mails, if you're sending connection requests, we're going straight into, me, I've got some interesting stuff that I want to, share with you and share to my network, then that's just not going to, not going to fly. People are liking building a network or building your pipeline of opportunities like a bank account. You open a bank account, you can't make any withdrawals because there's no money in there. And this is the same principle as opening that bank account of trust or credit with your client. You can't make a withdrawal on day one because there's nothing to withdraw. So you've got to put money into the bank account in order to withdraw it. And the same principle. How do you put that, that money into the bank account? This is content. Typically it's content, it's interesting content, it's not salesy. It's a blend of your own views versus the views of the market. It's a blend of your views on the market. So that every time you're sharing into your network and selling through your network, you are investing in that opportunity to the point where, yes, can I have a referral opportunity? Yes, can we come in and have a coffee? Or more importantly, that actually what starts to happen is you'll get the inbound or the opportunities will be referred to you. Much like today, I had an opportunity from a law firm where I've been recommended to this individual by three independent people, which has led her to suggest that we get in touch and have a coffee, because my name keeps popping up in the conversations around legal and social media and social selling. So this is then where back to the question of who to target. Of course, you're going to want to have your target list and the accounts that you're going after as an organization. But if you truly want to engage in social and social selling, actually what will start to happen is that your targets will come to you, and they'll be coming to you when they're ready to buy or when they're ready to have that sales conversation, which means that in theory you can start to shorten your sales cycles, you can start to get more bang for your buck in terms of the content that you're creating, etc., etc. But those first connection requests cannot be in sales mode, otherwise you will just lose them. And it'll be all for all for naught. And the other thing you can do is you can start to calculate potentially what is the network of opportunity that you have, assuming that you're now connecting and it's now connecting with relevant people. And if you just take some numbers and you just make assumptions around how many connections that people have, anything between 500 to 200. So it could be that you have, let's say you've got 500 employees in your organization, assuming everybody has 500 connections, so times that by 500. So, already your network there is, 250,000, and that's that's the connections. If you want to move, one away, then just, we're doubling that up again. So now you're moving into 500,000. So the network of the network is 500,000. And then you can take it, one step further, and you can do the maths. But the next thing then to think about is, okay, so I'm selling through my network and not to my network, or my network is starting to be relevant, but I want to kind of understand what the pipeline of opportunity is. So again, take an average order value, so whatever an average deal size is over 12 months. Let's say it's $10,000, euro, sterling, sterling, pound, doesn't matter. It's that nominal 10,000, and then let's take the that 500, 500 employees. Let's make an assumption that every single employee has got one unique connection that they could introduce you to. So that's 500 times by 10,000. So your network of opportunity, in theory, from your 500 employees each making one unique introduction that is relevant, is £5 million. Now I accept that not everybody's network is going to be relevant, and there's going to be crossover. So even if we do that by a third, your network of opportunity for an employee, for your organization of 500 is 1.5 million. And then if you take the rule of three, that if you were able to close sort of at least 30% of that, that then takes you to around about 150,000 or sort of those figures. My maths is failing me at the moment. But you get the drift, is that this is all about the network of opportunity. So not about that's the sales you're going to get and close, because ultimately all social selling is about engaging your network with interesting content that will bring them to you in terms of you being the subject matter expert. You then still have to go through the sales process. You still have to get your sales team to walk the walk, get them to sign along the line that is, that is dotted. Have we moved from Glenn, Gary, Glenn Ross, always be closing, to always be connecting? But, not going off on too much of a tangent, I do get massively frustrated when you see people, shouting about what a good social selling index they've got, which is the LinkedIn metric. Having a high social selling index does not suddenly make you a good salesperson or a good social seller. It just shows that you're on LinkedIn a lot, but you can be on LinkedIn a lot. If it's not relevant and the content's not relevant and your network's not relevant, your score isn't going to reflect that. So please do bear that in mind. This is all about the network of opportunity. So you can start to make some assumptions that this is what our pipeline could be if we got the organization to engage with their network in a in a meaningful way, which is why, again, the social and social selling doesn't necessarily need to be restricted to the sales team. Everybody in an organization can think about their network. Everybody in the organization can think about the relevance of a network, helping the organization sell through it and not to it, even if that means it's only the sales teams that ultimately going to be doing the deals. You can still get the whole organization to help activate and push that network through. And then when I was at JLL, we were able to prove that we got 8 times more reach through the employee network than we did through sharing just through the corporate brand, because the corporate brand is definitely going to be a share and a snapshot in time. And actually, most people, if you look at any Facebook, LinkedIn feeds, don't really engage with the corporate conversation, because it's just sort of a faceless brand that is just sharing some shouty messaging into the network. If the content is shared by employees, then you're far more likely to get that better engagement and that sell-through effect, rather than just that sort of one-off kind of shouty piece. So, rolling back to the full circle in terms of selling through the network and not to the network, it's just thinking about your network in terms of contacts, targets, champions, and customers. Thinking about, am I connected to the right people? Am I connected to the relevant people that you want them to then act as ambassadors for you, micro influencers on your behalf, to move your message and your story through? And then to think about, every single meeting that you go to, follow up through LinkedIn with a, great to meet and hope you're happy to connect, because then they're going to be in your network and you're taking it, the one step further to moving your brand or your messaging in a different direction. So that's my take, or rather our take on this concept of selling through the network and not to the network. I hope that's got you to start thinking about how relevant is my network, am I connected to the right people, and how am I activating it. If you've got any questions or any subjects that you'd like me to cover off on these podcasts, or even maybe you'd like to be interviewed by me, and we can have an interview sounds like very formal, we can just have a conversation about whatever topic is of interest to you around the world of sales and marketing, the 21st century, artificial intelligence, and the impact that's going to have on sales and marketing, social, whatever it might be. Please do, find me on Twitter at Alexander_Lowe, find me on LinkedIn, Alexander Lowe. Love to connect, love to have a conversation, and more importantly, I'd actually love to hear your stories. Until next time, thank you for listening.